engine won the coin toss. They elected to defer their choice to the second half. They are in the road white uniforms with green helmets and green numerals. The Oilers are in navy blue uniforms, navy blue helmets, and gold pants, gold numerals, and the little oil derrick on the side of the helmet for the Oilers. Not quite like the classic Houston Oilers logo. They used to have that. And the wind is blowing hard from out of the north at about 25 miles an hour, and the ball just blew off the tee. Alec Lundin is going to have to re-tee it. The Ducks will be going right to left across your radio dial. Back deep for the Oilers is Joe Genia, who's one of the wide receivers. He stands at about the five-yard line. Lundin approaches the ball. The kick is away, and it's going to be fielded by Evan Huber. Huber comes to his right at about the 10. Gets to the outside and trying to make guys miss. Now he finds an opening. Huber to the 20, to the 25, up the near sideline, to the 30, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line by Marcus Lambert. Well, Huber took his time finding a hole, but once he did, he hit the afterburners, and he almost broke a big one. And we're going to get this is going to come back. We have an illegal block in the back penalty against Mount Pleasant. I didn't see the flag come down, but the flag is back at about the 15-yard line. So Mount Pleasant is going to start in poor field position. Robert Backus is the quarterback for the Oilers. He's 5'11", 165 pounds of senior. Again, he's completed 65% of his passes on the course of the season for 1,738 yards. Michael Tway is their featured back, 5'11", 215, a senior. He has 993 yards and 15 touchdowns on the course of the season. And the Oilers will come immediately to the line of scrimmage. They do not huddle. Jason McIntyre is the head coach. He's done a great job during his 10 years as head coach of the Oilers. And the quarterback, Backus, is under center. They give it to Tway, and Tway is brought down in the backfield. Jordan Van Dort, the big four-year senior, broke through that time, and he swallowed Tway up for a big loss inside the five. They'll mark it back at the four, I believe. Jordan Van Dort just swallowed that play up, and he's the big anchor of that Zealand West defensive line. The Oilers put five new guys in the ball game, all skill position guys. McIntyre will play a lot of guys. Second down and 13, the ball marked at the five-yard line. This time they operate out of the gun with two receivers on either side. Back to throw, back, a slant pattern, and the pass. It was on the money, but Marcus Lambert put the hit on Evan Huber that time, and the ball goes incomplete. And Marcus Lambert is holding his wrist as he comes off the field. This would be a significant loss for the Ducks. He's not only the starting fullback, but he's also one of the leading tacklers on defense. Third and 13 for Mount Pleasant from its five-yard line, just underway here. 11:07 to go in the first. In the first quarter, no score. The other game today in Region 3, or rather Division 3, has Byron Center at Stevensville Lakeshore. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game next week for a semifinal. Backus back to throw. Throws over the middle. He's got a receiver up at the 15, spinning away from tacklers, up to the 20, and out to the 23-yard line. That's Caleb Perry, the 6'1", 160-pound sophomore. It was the same slant pattern as the previous play, just to a different receiver. And Caleb Perry with the grab picks up 18 and a first down out to the 22-yard line. So the Oilers pick up a first down. They move the chains. They'll flip Perry out wide to the right. And it looks like we've got three receivers tightly bunched on the left. The give is to Michael Tway, and Tway is out over the 25, out close to the 30-yard line. Nice hole open by the Mount Pleasant open offensive line. Cole Hessian came up from the secondary to make the stop for Zealand West. They'll mark it the 30, gain of 7. Second and 3 for the Oilers. Let's try and pick up some of those offensive linemen for you. Ian Marsh is a 215-pound tackle. Jacob Birch, 230, is a guard. It is second and 3 for Mount Pleasant. Toss sweep left side, and with it, with running room up to the 50. Look out, here we go. Down to the 40, down to the 30, near sideline, 25, down to the 20. He'll He stumbles and he falls down at the 1 yard line. That was Michael Tway, and he nearly took it to the house. Actually, that was Zach Rogers, I believe, was the ball carrier. He wears number 2. Tway wears 21. There is a flag down, sideline warning against Mount Pleasant. They'll mark it at the 1, but it's a 69-yard run by Zach Rogers. First and goal to go Mount Pleasant. They have it at the Zeeland West 1 yard line. And coming in, they're going to go to the power set. Matt Tripp, a 6'1", 230-pound tight end, is coming into the ball game for the Oilers as they try and punch it in here on their first possession. Here come the Oilers up to the line. Backus goes up under center. I formation is the set. Tway is the deep back. They give it to Tway over the left side, bounces off a tackler, and he fights his way forward, and he does get into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, Mount Pleasant. It looked like he was going to be stopped short of the goal line, but with second effort, Michael Tway goes in for his 16th touchdown of the season with 9:25 to go in the first quarter. It is Mount Pleasant 6 and Zeeland West nothing. Extra point upcoming. Mitch Ridley, who is 55 of 57 on PATs, back as the holder. Here's the snap, kick on the way, and it's blocked by Van Dort. Jordan Van Dort just overpowered the Mount Pleasant offensive line and blocked the kick attempt. So it remains 6-0 Mount Pleasant with 9:25 to go in the first quarter. Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Yard touchdown run. It was Tway that had the 69-yard run that put the ball in scoring range for the Oilers. The extra point kick was blocked. It's going to be Mitch Ridley kicking off for the Oilers, and the Ducks are expecting a short kick. Danny Bonner is the deep man, but he is only standing at the 15-yard line. Here's a pooch kick toward the sideline. The Ducks had problems with it last week, and it is knocked out of bounds by Nolan Rapp, the backup fullback. You might remember last week, Grand Rapids Christian recovered 2 pooch kicks in that ballgame. That was one of the keys in their rally, and obviously the Mount Pleasant coaching staff saw that and figured, let's try that again. And Nolan Rapp bobbled the kick, and rather than try to pick it up, just swatted the ball toward the sideline and knocked it out of bounds at the 35-yard line of the Ducks. Casey Brinks is the quarterback. He's a sophomore. The fullback is Marcus Lambert. The halfbacks are Cole Hessian and Danny Bodder. Bodder is the breakaway threat, averaging 13 yards a carry on the course of the season. Actually, Nolan Rapp is now opening at fullback with Marcus Lambert being shaken up on defense on that first play. The give is to Hessian over the right side, and one of the Oilers lost his helmet as Hessian drove out over the 40 to the 41-yard line. A big offensive line for Zeeland West, and John Shillito, the coach, will tell you that they are the key to this team. At the ends are Zach Papama and Jordan Van Dort from tackle to tackle with Trevor Raby, Carson Butts, A.J. Tinholt, Chris Ashford, and Smith Simbunerop. Gain of 6 for Hessian on the first carry of the ball game. 2nd and 4 for the Ducks from their 41. That just underway, they trail 6-0. And they give it to Bowder this time. And check that was Hessian again, and Cole got up to about the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. They'll mark it the 42. So it'll be 3rd and 3 coming up for Zeeland West from its 42-yard line. Bowder checks out of the ballgame. Trent Kujawa, who had some big carries last week off the bench, is in the ballgame at right halfback. Hessian is the left half. Rapp is the fullback. Brinks under center, looks at a 5-man Mount Pleasant front. They give it to Kujawa, and Kujawa will run him. Look out, Kujawa into Mount Pleasant territory. Down to the 40, down to the 30, and he is going to be knocked down at the 15-yard line. A huge hole opened by the Zealand West left side of that offensive line, and Tyler Jackson, who had 129 tackles for the Oilers this season, chased down Kujawa at the 17-yard line to save the touchdown. It's a gain of 41 yards. Now, Kujawa, not with great speed, but Bowner is back in the ballgame at right half for the Ducks. Straight key the formation. They operate out of it 99% of the time. Brinks is under center. Casey takes. Gives it to Rabb up the middle. Up to the 15, to the 10. He's going to score. Touchdown. The Oilers fell asleep on defense. They went for the fake on the outside. They gave it on the fullback dive to Nolan Rapp, and not an Oiler laid a hand on him as he goes 17 yards to the end zone for the touchdown. And we are tied at 6-6 with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. For Nolan Rapp, that is his fourth touchdown of the season. Ducks will go for two as they always do. Brinks on center. And Brinks puts it on his hip, tries to sweep the left end, cuts it up, and he fights his way. Did he get in? No, he got stopped just short of the goal line. And, boy, that was close. But the official was right on the goal line, and he said Brinks was down just before he stretched across. So neither team able to convert after their touchdown, but the Ducks are on the board with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. It is 6-6 between the Ducks and the Oilers back after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Our touchdown run. We are tied at 6-6 with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. So each team has had the ball once, and they have put it in the end zone each time. And once again, the ball pulls off the tee, and Alex Lundin may get some assistance in trying to kick the ball off. Jason Tran comes over to hold the football. And Marcus Lambert, injured on the first series of the game for Mount Pleasant, did not play on offense, and it looks like it's an elbow injury. Tran holds the football. Lundin approaches the ball. The kick is away, and it's a deep kick, and it is going to sail out of the end zone. That had that powerful wind at his back, and Evan Huber just caught it 5 yards deep in the end zone, and he can't return. You can't return a kick in the end zone in high school football. So the Oilers will get it at their 20. 6-6 to score, 7:46 to go. Impressive opening drive for the Oilers. Michael Tway had that big 69-yard run to set things up, and Tway went the final yard for the score. Up front for the Ducks, you have Smith Sambuderoff and Jordan Van Dort. Also, Mason Van Eyck is one of the defensive ends. Backus lines up in the gun with two receivers on either side, and they're going to run the option with Tway. Tway gets the pitch, and he gets up to about the 22, maybe the 23. Trent Kujawa on the stop. And Cole Hessian was there as well as Smith Sambuderoff. Gain of 2 for Tway. Second and 8 to go for the Oilers. Tway already with 4 carries in this ball game for 71 yards unofficially. 2 receivers to the left, single receiver right. Backus in the gun. Actually, they go trips left here. Backus back to throw. Throws left side. Got a receiver open at the 27, up to the 30, out to the 36-yard line. That on the reception is Shane Seeley, a 5'10", 160-pound senior wideout. Not a deep ball at all, but a well-thrown ball by Backus. And a pickup of 10. And a first down for the Oilers up to the 38-yard line. Backus gets the play from head coach Jason McIntyre. McIntyre's father has been the longtime softball coach at Mount Pleasant High School for many, many years. 2 receivers on either side. Backus in the gun with Michael Tway lined up to his right. 4-man front for the Ducks. They have 3 linebackers and 4 DBs. Backus is going to keep it himself on the design draw, and Robert gets up to the 40-yard line before Zach Papa drops him. Gain of 3 for Backus. So it'll be 2nd and 7. 6:28, clock running in the first quarter. We're tied at 6. two receivers on either side for Mount Pleasant. Backus is in the gun with Tway to his left. Backus takes, back to throw, throws a slant pattern, and it's through the hands of the receiver, Evan Huber. And Huber was open on the slant pattern at the 45-yard line. The Oilers have figured something out about the Zealand West defense. The receivers are getting open on the slant pattern, and that pass a little high and a little bit behind Huber, but still a catchable football. Third and seven for Mount Pleasant from its 40-yard line. This time they'll go trips right, single receiver left. Backus in the gun with Tway to his right. Ducks have a four-man front. Looks like they're going to bring up a linebacker to blitz, and Zach Papama was going to come, and Papama mistimed his jump. He was charging across, and the Oilers had never snapped the football. So third and seven just became a makeable third and two for Mount Pleasant. They'll mark it just over the 45. So this changes the play calling options for Jason McIntyre here. And this time they're going to go to the eye. Backus comes up under center, two tight ends in the ball game. And now Backus looks to the sideline to get the play. Tway is the deep back in the eye. Backus back to throw. Throws out of the backfield, and it is over the head of Huber at midfield. And again, Huber was open. Danny Bonner was over there, but Huber was open. So the pass is incomplete, and now it's fourth down. And it looks like Jason McIntyre will send the punt unit out for the Oilers. Backus unofficially 3 of 6 so far for 34 yards. Huber is the punter for the Oilers, and Casey Brink stands at the 35 with this wind rolling in out of the south at 25 miles an hour. They're expecting a short kick. Here's the snap, and Huber runs with it a little bit, and then Boot kicks it away toward the sideline, and it'll go out of bounds at about the Zealand West 33. He kicked that kind of Aussie rule style. He ran, took a couple of steps to his right, and then kicked it towards the sideline. And a halfway decent kick considering that wind. And the Ducks will have it at their 33. Their last possession, they went 65 yards in four plays for the score. Nolan Rapp going 16 yards for the touchdown. Casey Brinks huddles the Ducks at about the 25. Now brings them up. It looks like Lambert is back in the ballgame at fullback. He is, and he's got Hessian and Bowder also in the backfield with him. Brinks comes up under center, six-man front for the Oilers, and Brinks rolls out to his right. He's got a man wide open. It's Danny Bowder. Look out. Bowder number 40. He is going to go 20, 10, 5, end zone touchdown. Bowder got 10 yards behind the secondary. The Oilers had all 11 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. The Ducks saw that. Bonner went out of the backfield and was wide open, and Danny Bonner continues his streak. I believe that's his seventh catch of the year, and all seven have gone for touchdowns. A 67-yard pass from Casey Brinks to Danny Bonner, and the Ducks taking a 12-6 lead with 5:29 to go in the first quarter. They'll go for two. In the ball game at right half for Bowder, who just scored the touchdown. Brinks comes up under center. Brinks gives it to Hessian over the right side. Cole tries to plow ahead, and with second effort, yeah, I don't think he got in. He did not get in. So the Oilers fall short on the two-point try, but the Ducks lead for the first time this afternoon. 5:29 to go first quarter. It is Zealand West 12, Mount Pleasant 6. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. The kick is a low-line drive, and Huber will kick it at the goal line. Huber up the left side to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. He's got an opening out to the 20, and he'll get out to about the 23, maybe the 24-yard line, before Dakota Gurink brought it down. And also Trevor Jordan, one of the backup defensive backs on the coverage. Now, Danny Bonner came into the ball game with 6 catches on the season, but he was averaging 52 yards per catch, and he just added to it with a 67-yard touchdown reception, his seventh receiving touchdown of the year, and I believe now his 32nd total touchdown of 2013. Ducks lead it 12-6. Oilers come out with two receivers right, single receiver left. There's a wing on the right. In the gun is Bacchus. They gave it to Tway, and Michael got up to about the 26 before Zach Popama brought him down. So a gain of one for Tway. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 12-6, Ducks in the lead. Big ball game going on in Holland at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium between the Flying Dutchman and the Albion Britons for the MIAA Football Championship. That game airing on our sister station, 92.7 The Band. Back to throw is Bacchus on second down, rolls out to his right. He's going to keep it. Bacchus to the 30, and he is knocked down at about the 32-yard line. Grant Postma, who had three interceptions last week, and Jason Tran made the stop for Zeeland West, but a pickup of close to six for Bacchus. They'll mark it at the 33, so it'll be third, and we'll call it two. And Jason McIntyre shuttling receivers in the ball game. He's got four receivers, two on each side. Bacchus in the gun with Tway to his right. Four-man front for Zeeland West. Looks like Popham was going to try and come up from the side again as if to blitz. This time he pulls back. Now Hessian comes up. Bacchus back to throw with time. Throws, and is it intercepted? Grant Postma made a diving grab. I think he came up with it. And the official says, yes, it's a catch. And Grant Postma, who had three picks last week against Grand Rapids Christian, gets his seventh interception of the season, his fourth of this postseason. Now the officials confer. Postma made a diving grab at the 45. They are going to give the Ducks the football at the Mount Pleasant 45. So the Ducks get the first turnover of this ball game. And right now the momentum is wearing a white and green jersey. 3:59 to go, first quarter. Ducks with the ball, leading 12-6. Casey brings them up. It's a straight key formation. Lambert is the fullback. The halfback, Hessian and Bowder. Casey brings under center. Looks at a seven-man front. They give to Lambert up the middle, and Marcus fights his way forward down to the 41-yard line before three or four Oilers are able to bring him down. Tyler Jackson and Ray McGilvery on the stop. Not a lot of size on this Mount Pleasant team, except for Ian Marsh. Actually, that's Billy Tietoff, is 6'1", 285, a sophomore. He's the nose tackle, but otherwise not a lot of size in this Mount Pleasant defense. Second and seven, Zeeland West from the Mount Pleasant 41. Brinks looks over a six-man Oiler front. Brinks will give it on to Bauer on the left side. There goes Danny. He's gone. 25-20, 15-10, 5, end zone, Zeeland West touchdown. Danny Bauer on the crossback found nothing but green grass in front of him, and it was well blocked by the left side of that Zeeland West offensive line. That's Trevor Raby and Carson Butts, the left tackle and left guard. And Bowder goes 41 yards untouched for the touchdown with 3:14 to go in the first quarter. It is now 18-6, Zeeland West in the lead. So right after the interception by Grant Postma, the Ducks take it right back down the field. They'll go for two. They give it up the middle, and Brinks fake the give to Lambert, and he tried to follow him into the hole, but he got stuffed at about the one. So once again, the two-point conversion, no good. But the Ducks lead 18-6 over Mount Pleasant with 3:14 remaining in this first quarter. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. The scale into the end zone, and we'll be a touchback. So Mount Pleasant will get it at the 20. Well, the Oilers open with an impressive drive to start the ball game. Michael Tway scoring on a one-yard run. But since then, it has been all Zeeland West. The Ducks have run just seven offensive plays, but they have gained 176 yards and scored three touchdowns. And they lead it 18-6. We still have 3:14 to play in the first quarter. Now, the Ducks have averaged 49 points a game on the course of the season. And right now, they are on pace to exceed that. Three receivers tightly packed to the right. They off sweep to Tway. Tway tries to get to the outside and is tackled at the 23-yard line by Jordan Van Dort. Check that. That was Mikhail Dye, who's the backup tailback, 5'6", 170. Gain of 3 for Dye on that play. 2nd and 7 for the Oilers from their 23. Backus gets the play from Coach McIntyre. They'll split two receivers on either side. Now, Oilers need a score here because they have quickly fallen behind by two touchdowns. Tway lines up to the left of the quarterback back. Now they send a man in motion. And the ball goes through the hands of the quarterback. And fortunate for Mount Pleasant because a flag got whistled before the snap. The snap went right through Backus's hands into the end zone. That could have been a safety or maybe even a Zealand West touchdown. Instead, it's just a 5-yard penalty for illegal procedure against the Oilers. Well, Mount Pleasant has shown the ability to come back this year. They were down 21 against Midland and came back and won that ballgame. So this is a team that can come back, but this is an important possession for the Oilers right now. 2nd and 13 for the Oilers from their 18. They're in the eye. Back to throw, slant pattern, and it was intended for Perry, but was behind him. And Marcus Lambert jumped in the passing lane all of a sudden and forced the pass just a little bit behind. So now 3rd and 13. Back is now 3 of 7 through the air so far in the contest. And again, Mount Pleasant running into that wind right now, a 25-mile-an-hour wind out of the south. It's cloudy, and temperature right around 50 degrees right now. No forecast of rain, but I'm looking clouds right now. Two receivers, actually they go trips left here. Backus in the gun, rolls out to his left, rolling, throws, and he's got a receiver. It's Perry. Perry to the 45. He makes one man miss. Perry's still on his feet. He gets to midfield. He's to the near sideline, and he's finally brought down from behind by Marcus Lambert at the 35 of Zealand West. A great catch and run by Caleb Perry, and it's a gain of 47 yards to the Zealand West 35, and the Oilers needed that one. Perry, we told you about, averaging 19 yards a catch on the season. He's the second leading receiver behind Huber. Huber is out to the right this time, and Joe Genia is out to the left. I formation the set in the backfield. Tway is the deep back. Backus steps away from his center to get the play from Coach McIntyre. Now Tway gets the handoff up the middle, and Michael plows his way ahead down to the 30, maybe the 29. Chris Ashford and Zach Papama on the stop for the Ducks. They'll give Tway 5 on the play. Down to a minute and a half to play in the first quarter, 18-6 Zealand West in this Division III regional final. They'll go out of the eye again. Backus comes up under center. Perry is split wide to the right. Huber wide left. The give to Tway, and Tway gets down to the 27, maybe the 26. Trevor Raby and Cole Hessian on the stop for the Ducks. And it's going to be 3rd and a long yard, the ball marked between the 26 and the 27, under a minute to play here in this first quarter. And the Oilers really need a touchdown to get back in this ballgame. Isaac Parks is the fullback. Michael Tway is the deep back in the eye. Ducks look like they're going to send a couple of linebackers. Backus loses the football. And he has a fall on it at the 34. I don't think he ever really got his hands on the football. And Backus falls on it at the 35 as Zach Van Valkenburg covered him up. It's a loss of 8, and now it's 4th and 9 for Mount Pleasant. And a big 4th down play for the Oilers here. And they're going to go for it. This is early in the game, but the way the Ducks are moving on offense, they cannot afford to fall any further behind. And Zeeland West just elected to take time out with 3 seconds to play. This was a smart move by Coach John Schillitz, the veteran coach that he is. He's going to make Mount Pleasant run this play into the teeth of that 25-mile-an-hour wind rather than give them the opportunity to run the play with the wind behind the black. A smart coaching move by Coach Schillitz here on a 4th and 9. The ball at the Zeeland West 35. The key play a moment ago was the 47-yard catch and run from Backus to Caleb Perry, but a costly fumble has put the Oilers in a tough spot. Great crowd out here. The Mount Pleasant side is overflowed, and a great contingent of fans from Zeeland have made their way over here. I would say at least 500-600 fans have made their way, and the Quack Pack, the student section, very well represented today. 4th and 9, Mount Pleasant at the Zeeland West 35. They'll go single receivers on either side. They'll operate out of the eye with Backus under center. Backus back to throw with time. He airs it out deep for Perry. It is a touchdown! Perry juggled it and reeled it in with 2 Zeeland West guys around him. It's a 35-yard touchdown on the final play of the first quarter, and Mount Pleasant has cut the lead to 18-12. Well, that was a well-thrown ball. With that wind, the wind kind of held it up a little bit. Perry kind of had to look over the top, and he bobbled it momentarily, but was able to hang on to it for the score. That's his 5th receiving touchdown of the year. The extra point on the way, up, and it is good. So at the end of the first quarter here at Community Memorial Stadium in Mount Pleasant, we have had 5 possessions, we have had 5 touchdowns. It is Zeeland West 18, Mount Pleasant 13. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Pleasant Gridley approaches the ball to kick off, and he'll send it deep. It's over the head of Bonner and into the end zone, so now Mount Pleasant gets the benefit of that strong southerly wind. The lights are on here at Community Memorial Stadium. It is cloudy, temperature about 50 degrees. The Ducks will have it. 382 yards of combined total offense in the first quarter alone, 206 for Mount Pleasant, 176 for the Ducks. Casey Brinks will bring the Ducks up. Zeeland West ran just 7 offensive plays in the first quarter, but they got 176 yards out of those 7 plays and 3 touchdowns. Brinks gives it Bowder. Bowder around the left side. Danny gets to the outside to the 30, and he'll go out of bounds at about the 32, maybe the 33. Shane Seeley chased him out of bounds. Gain of 3 for Bowder, who already has 2 touchdowns in the contest. They'll only give him to the 32. Bowder with a 67-yard touchdown reception and a 41-yard run in the first quarter. 2nd and 8 Ducks from their 32. Brinks brings him up. Lambert is the fullback. The halfbacks are Hessian and Bowder. Bowder gets the handoff over the left side, and Danny is out to the 35. Marquise Gibson on the stop for Mount Pleasant. So it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Ducks from their 35. First quarter numbers, 90 yards rushing for Mount Pleasant, 109 for Zeeland West, passing 116 yards for the Oilers, 67 for the Ducks, all on one play. Mount Pleasant fans, make noise. 3rd and 5, Ducks from their 35. They give to Hessian. Cole cuts it up, and he fights his way forward. He's close to the first down. I don't think he got it, though. Zach Rogers on the stop, along with Keith Oderkirk, one of the defensive linemen. They'll mark it as a 39. It'll be 4th and less than a yard. And John Schillitz usually goes for it in these situations. And no doubt about it, there's no hint of sending the punt unit or not, particularly with the strong wind. Here come the Ducks. A.J. Tinholm over the football. Casey Brink lines up behind him with a full house backfield. Seven-man front for the Oilers. They give it to Trent Kujawa. Kujawa falls his way ahead. I don't know. The Oilers say they've held. It's going to depend on the spot. It's going to be Mount Pleasant football. They mark Kujawa at the 39. The Oilers defense holds, and they're going to get the football in great field position. Actually, it's at the 29-yard line. So an interesting call. Fourth and less than a yard. Coach Shillitoe showing confidence in his offense, but the Mount Pleasant defense rises up to the occasion and gets the turnover. So with 10:32 to go, now can the Oilers take advantage of this change in possession? Robert Backus brings them up. They'll line up in the eye with two tight ends in the ball game. Backus under center. The give is to Tway. Tway's got a hole wide open up the middle. He's to the 25, down to the 23 before Grant Postma takes him down. Gain of about 6, maybe 7. So the Oilers down 5 trying to capitalize here and take the lead back. They were up 6-0. Zealand West came back with 3 unanswered touchdowns to take an 18-6 lead, but Mount Pleasant now threatening to regain the lead. Perry wide to the left. Huber is wide to the right. Tway is the deep back in the eye behind Backus. Backus is going to keep it on the sweep. He is hit by Hessian, and he got maybe a yard. Hessian and Trent Kujawa on the stop. They'll mark it at the 22. It'll be 3rd and 3 for the Oilers. Fake the give to Tway that time, and Backus kept it on the sweep. And Backus is a decent runner. He's rushed for about 300 yards on the course of the season. Now, this time, Tway is the lone back in the backfield. They have three wings tightly packed on the right side. Toss sweep right to Tway. Tway is hitting the back of my Cole Hessian. Cole Hessian, the senior defensive back, nice through and drops Tway for a loss back near the 25. What a play by the Ducks. Fourth down, and are they going to try a field goal? It looks like Jason McIntyre is going to go for it here. Fourth and we'll call it 5. The ball marked at the 24-yard line of the Ducks. Two receivers on the left, single receiver on the right. Let's keep an eye on that slant pass. They've had great success with it. Backus in the gun, back to throw, throws left side, got a receiver, it is caught. It was caught by Joe Genia, the 170-pound senior wide receiver, at the 18-yard line, and that's going to be a Mount Pleasant first down. Genia knew where the first down stick was, ran the pattern, curled back, and caught the ball in front of Hessian for the first down. So a big fourth down conversion by the Oilers. They maintain possession. The ball marked between the 17 and the 18-yard line. They'll go with two receivers right, a single receiver left. Perry is the receiver on the outside. The give is to Tway at the middle. Tway to the 15, Tway to the 10, and he gets down inside the 10, maybe to the 9. Nice hole opened by the Mount Pleasant offensive line. John Curtis, Blake Blackford, Billy Tiethoff, Ian Marsh also on the offensive line. Nice hole by the Oilers. It's going to be 2nd and 2 for Mount Pleasant from the 10-yard line, and Tway approaching 100 yards already in this ball game. This time they'll come out with two receivers in the ball game. Backus lines up in the pistol with Tway behind him. Backus is going to keep it around right end, and he got maybe a yard. And again, Cole Hessian came up from the secondary to put the hit on Backus. Zealand West just got called for a sideline warning. So each team has had one sideline warning so far in this ballgame, and the next one results in a penalty. third, and we'll call it a yard for Mount Pleasant from the 9-yard line. And the Oilers look like they're going to go to their jumbo package here as they bring in both fullbacks, Isaac Parks and Matt Tripp. And also in the ballgame as well is Johnny Clark, who is a 235-pound tight end. Backus comes up under center. I formation is set. Toss sweep to Tway. Tway gets the first down, but gets knocked back at about the 7. Chris Ashford on the stop for the Ducks, along with Jason Tran. And, well, I don't know. Oh, they do rule first down. I thought maybe they were going to call for a measurement, but they do give Tway the first down. First and goal to go Mount Pleasant from the Zealand West 7. 6:38 to go in this first quarter. 18-13, Mount Pleasant in the lead. Or rather, Zealand West in the lead. Mount Pleasant trying to take the lead. Oilers working right to left across your radio dial. They'll come out in the eye. Tway is the deep back. Parks is the fullback. Robert Backus under center. They give in to the fullback, Parks, and he gets planted by Smith Stamfuderoff, the senior defensive tackle. Parks got the handoff, and he immediately met Stamfuderoff, who put him on his back. It's a loss of 1 back to the 7. So it'll be second and goal to go. Backus gets the play from Coach McIntyre, jogs back to the huddle. He'll split Caleb Perry wide to the right. John Curtis over the football. It's an I formation set. Backus to throw. Throws a slant pass for Perry. It is caught for a touchdown. That's that slant pattern that the Oilers have had great success with all game long. And Backus put it right on the money. And Caleb Perry, his second touchdown catch of the ball game. And the Oilers take the lead back, 19-18, with 5:35 to go in the first half. Ridley on for the conversion. Out of the hole to Backus. Here's the kick on the way. It looks good, and it is. 5:35 to go, first half, and Mount Pleasant regains the lead. It's the Oilers 20, Zealand West 18. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Pleasant drive. Kicked off by the 7-yard TD pass from Backus to Caleb Perry, the second TD connection of the ballgame. And the Oilers now lead it 20-18 with 5:35 to go first half. Ridley will kick off, and he's got Evan Huber holding the football for him. Ridley approaches the football. The kick is away. Danny Barr will watch it sail into the end zone for a touchback. So Zealand West will get it at its 20. They were up by 12 points at one point in the first quarter, but now they trail by a deuce, 20-18. Meanwhile, at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium in Holland, Hope College leads Albion 24-16 in the third quarter. That for the MIAA championship and a trip to the Division III playoffs. Casey Briggs will bring the Ducks up to the line. Full house backfield, as you might expect. Their last possession ended with the Oilers holding on downs on a 4th-and-1 inside the 30-yard line. Here's the give on the right side, and with running room is Cole Hesh, and he has a first down over the 30 to the 34, and Marcus Lambert is hurt again. Lambert, it looks like he may have re-injured that elbow that he injured in the first quarter, and Nolan Rapp is going to come in the ballgame for him. And this is a tough loss for the Ducks because Marcus Lambert's been a key guy. Lambert was hurt last year during the playoffs as well, and he was missed in that game against Grand Rapids Christian when they lost 68-44. While they attend to Marcus Lambert, let's take a 30-second timeout. 5:28 to go, first half. Mount Pleasant 20, Zealand West 18. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. the Holland of the decisions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communication. Marcus Lambert walking off the field, but it's going to be a good question whether we'll see Marcus back this afternoon. He injured his elbow in the first quarter, and it appeared that he re-injured that same elbow on that last play. Cole Rushing gained 15 on that last play. First and 10 Ducks at their 35. They have two timeouts remaining here in the first half. Straight T the formation. Nolan Rapp is now in at fullback for Lambert. Brinks under center looks at a six-man Mount Pleasant front. The give is to Rapp up the middle, and Nolan is out to about the 38. Marquise Gibson on the stop for Mount Pleasant. Gibbs goes 300 pounds, and he's just a sophomore. Gain of 3, 4 wraps, 2nd and 7 for the Ducks from their 38. Brinks brings him up to the line. Full house backfield. Brinks will give it to Hessian over the right side. Called to the 40, out to the 42, and he gets wrapped up there and rustled back by a whole slew of Oilers. Johnny Clark, Zach Rogers led the charge that time for the Oilers. And Shane Seeley got a piece of the action as well. They'll give Cole to the 43, 3rd and 2 for the Ducks. 4:18, clock running in this first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our MHSA perspective with John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Here come the Ducks up the line. A.J. Tinhold over the football. Casey Brink steadies the defense. Full house backfield. And they give it to Bauer over the left side. Bauer gets clobbered. Oh, what a hit! Zach Rogers from the secondary, 170 pounds, and he brought the pain that time as he hit Bauer for a loss back to the 41. And now it's fourth down. Brinks comes over to the sideline, and the Ducks went for it fourth and short a moment ago and didn't get it, and it looks like they're going to go for it here. Well, with this wind, Coach John Shilito doesn't want to take any chances with a short punt. 4th and 4 for the Ducks from their 41. They need the 45 for a first down. Brinks under center. Brinks. Brinks is going to put it on his hip. Sweep around left end. Brinks is going to get the first down or more. Up the sideline to the 40, to the 30, and he is tripped up at the 25-yard line. Casey Brinks doing what he did last week. Faked the give to the fullback, put the ball on his left hip, and swept the end. And it was Tyler Jackson that saved a touchdown with a tackle at the ankles at the 22 of Mount Pleasant. A 37-yard run for Casey Brinks, the sophomore quarterback who had 151 yards last week against Grand Rapids Christian. 1st and 10 Ducks at the Oiler 22. Under 3 minutes to play in the half, they trail 20-18. Brinks gives it to Trent Kajawa over the left side. Trent is hit at the 20 and muscles his way forward down to maybe the 18. Johnny Clark on the stop for the Oilers. And Keith Oedekerk as well. They'll mark it at the 20, a gain of 2 for Kajawa. 2nd and 8. You know, Billy Keatoff is checking to add some beef along that Mount Pleasant defensive front, trying to counter that powerful Mount Zealand West offensive line. 2nd and 8, Ducks from the 20. 2:10 to play, clock running. Brinks under center. The give is to Hessian. Cole gets down to the 18-yard line. New fullback in the ball game. Grant Postma is in at fullback right now. And Kajawa will check out. Danny Bauder will come in. It'll be 3rd, and we'll call it a long 6. The ball marked between the 18 and the 19 of the Oilers. This is 4-down territory. They won't kick it. They don't kick extra points, and they certainly don't kick field goals. Ducks have already converted 1 4th down on this possession with the big bootleg by Brinks. Brinks looks over the Mount Pleasant line. Brinks gives it to Bauder. Bauder over the left side, and Danny is not going to get the first down. He gets down to about the 16. And again, Johnny Clark on the stop, the 235-pound defensive lineman. And it's going to be fourth down. We'll call it five from the Mount Pleasant 17, and the Oilers are going to take a timeout with 1:20 to play in the half. It is 20-18. The Oilers lead Zealand West. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Another big fourth down coming up for Zealand West. They've already converted one. But this time it's fourth and five for the Ducks. They have it at the Mount Pleasant 17-yard line. And you figure one of two things here. You figure the Oilers might be keeping an eye on the bootleg with Brinks. So you might see Brinks try to hit Jordan Van Dort or maybe Bowder out of the backfield here. They've thrown one pass so far, and that resulted in a 67-yard touchdown to Bowder. 1:20 remaining in the first half. The Ducks trying to regain the lead before the half. The Mount Pleasant High fans making a lot of noise right now. Brinks. Brinks throws, and the pass is incomplete. They were going for Van Dort, and the pass was a little behind Jordan, and he was unable to hang on to it. Hunter Butchkowski on the coverage. And the Oilers hold and get the football back at their 17 with 1:17 left in the half. Jordan Van Dort tried to reach back with his left hand to try to haul in that pass, but that was clearly behind him. Actually, Brinks hesitated to throw the football because he saw one of the linemen had his arm in the passing lane, so Brinks had a double hitch that time, so that was a part of the reason why that pass was behind Van Dort. Robert Brackus brings up the Oilers to the line. He's got two receivers on the left, a single receiver on the right. Tway lines up to the left of Backus in the gun. Backus is going to keep it, and Backus gets up to the 21-yard line and no further. The Oilers have two timeouts left, the clock running. And Backus looks to the sideline to get the play and jogs quickly back to the huddle. The Oilers get up to the line. Under a minute to go now, second and seven for Mount Pleasant from its 21-yard line. Backus back to throw, and Backus is going to keep it himself, makes a nice spin move. Backus put Chris Ashford in the spin cycle that time with a great 360 move and got about 4 yards. He should have been sacked for a loss. Back to the 25. The Oilers spend a timeout, I believe. And now they wind the clock back up again, down to 30 seconds. Third two, now down to 25, down to 24. And it looks like Mount Pleasant's going to let the clock run. Or at least as far as they can before having to call timeout. And now they do call time with 14 seconds remaining in the half. 20-18, Mount Pleasant in the lead. In case you just joined us, the Oilers opened the scoring first with an impressive drive of over 90 yards. Michael Tway went in from a yard out for the score. The kick was blocked. It was 6-0 Mount Pleasant. But then the Ducks scored on three consecutive possessions. Nolan Rapp, a 16-yard touchdown run, then a 67-yard touchdown pass from Brinks to Danny Bowder, and then Bowder on a 41-yard TD run, all within a matter of 4 minutes. It was 18-6 Zealand West with a little over 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. But Mount Pleasant came back with a pair of touchdown passes of 35 and 7 yards from Robert Backus to Caleb Perry, and they made the two extra point kicks. The Ducks have been unsuccessful on their two-point conversion attempts. They're 0 for 3 in the contest, and that's right now is the difference in the ballgame as the Oilers have the two-point lead at 20-18. Third and two for the Oilers from their 25, 14 seconds left. If the Ducks hold here, they can take a timeout and then try and gamble for a punt block. But they got to get the stop here. They come out in the eye. Tway is the deep back. Backus under center. Four-man front for the Ducks. Backus now steps away from his center. Now comes back up under center. They give it to Tway up the middle. Tway hits. He's to the 30. He's got a first down and more out to the 35 to the 37. And Mount Pleasant should spend its last time out here with 8 seconds to play. Well, maybe not. Maybe they wind the clock back up, and it looks like they're just going to go to the locker room. That is the end of the first half here at Community Memorial Stadium in Mount Pleasant, and the hometown Mount Pleasant Oilers fans give their team a nice round of applause and well-deserved. After falling behind 18-6 in the first quarter, the Oilers come back, and they go to the locker room with a 20-18 lead over Zeeland West.